This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Packed with vitamin C and zinc, it gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch.
We're here with David Cooper, Vice President of Genesis Diamonds. David, we're familiar with iconic brands. Are there designers for engagement rings?
Absolutely. Like every other industry, there are 10 renowned bridal designers who have been leading the industry for years. They are trusted, respected, and exclusive. Every jewelry store wishes to have them.
So what makes these designer engagement rings so desirable?
These designers drive a surge of customers to the store, making it the place to be. They attract shoppers who value quality, sophistication, and the ability to express their individuality through their engagement ring.
Can customers find these engagement rings in other stores?
Absolutely not. Other stores would love to have them, but they didn't make the cut. They have to settle for what they can get, not what they wish to have.
So Genesis has cornered the market.
Certainly. We offer a world-class exclusive selection from $1,900 complete rings to $250,000 celebrity rings. Best bridal designers in the world create these one-of-a-kind rings specifically to showcase your individuality like no other ring.
Genesis Diamonds, Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Hey, hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6, P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37,935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Mom, I got the job in Manhattan.
Do you have a warm enough winter coat? What about your car?
I'm selling it with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer.
How?
I enter my license plate number, miles, condition, upload photos, and boom, an official cash offer from a local dealership.
A cash offer instantly. Oh, did you call Aunt Stella? She's right there in Massachusetts.
Mom, I literally just got the job.
Not everything is as simple as selling your car with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it. KBB.com. It.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
At the Regional One Health Surgery Center, our focus is not only on healing, but getting you back to normal as quickly as possible. With expert surgeons and the latest technology, we offer the most advanced robotic and minimally invasive procedures. That means you get the most effective care with less time in the hospital and more time doing what you love. Regional One Health. specializing in tomorrows.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. This is Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Here I am, in the city, with a fistful of...
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
Yeah, here comes the chorus. Here we go. Kisses, Ace Frehley, solo single, Back in the New York Groove, in honor of the New York Knicks, rousing come from behind win in Madison Square Garden.
So you had a, you did your your rankings of Grizzlies and their value, but since you started with that, let's start with that. Two collapses in the end there, the Sixers and
the
Lakers.
Yeah, I think the Sixers thing was more of a collapse. I mean, the Lakers had a big lead, but they had a big lead midway through the game. Like, you play 48 minutes for a reason. That was a real nip and tuck back and forth, you know, down the final minutes to me with the Lakers thing. Whereas the Sixers, like, you know, I think there were, I saw some clip on Twitter, like the local broadcast or whatever had, like, you know, they had hammer nail coffin that game. Yeah, they said something like, let's get back up the turnpike and, like, you want to win one on the road, and you now let's get back on the turnpike and let's win this series.
This
and
that was when they were up five. Careful.
This is when they were up five with 40 seconds left. Oops.
That's never. That's too much. You can't hammer nail a coffin up five with 40, whatever. But
that was a crazy. I'll be interested to see the last 2 minute report, because that was like a just like. Like, let's put the whistles in the pockets and, like, all bets are off. Like, it's street fight time in the last 40 seconds, you know?
So to take those, I mean, obviously, you know, Kyle Lowry misses one or two. That didn't help. You got Brunson's three that looks like it's not going to go in.
It's sort of like that Kawhi three that he hit against the Sixers. I mean, this is like Sixers history where he like bounces up and then falls in.
Yeah. Decides because of the tilt of the moon or something to drop in. After that, let's take the inbounds pass and the timeouts. Do you have a...
So I went back and rewatched that. I watched this game live, but I went back and rewatched the last minute this morning. And I was looking at Nick Nurse. And so there's two different moments in which a timeout could be called. I think on the first moment is on the inbounds.
Right.
And the second moment is after it's inbounded and Maxey has the ball on the floor. The first moment, he didn't really call a timeout. It was a wishy-washy. You can see him, he puts his hands up, and you can see him second-guessing it, and then he brings him down. He didn't really call a timeout on the inbounds. When it was inbounded and Maxey hit the floor, he does turn to the ref, immediately signal timeout. And either the ref didn't see it or they didn't think he had possession or whatever. I feel like rewatching that, you know, it's easy to do like after the fact and
right.
You know, it's not in the heat of the moment. There's not all the chaos around you. I feel like they probably should have gotten a timeout.
You think Maxey still had possession when he was calling timeout?
Yeah, I think the second he hits the floor, nurse signal timeout. I think they probably should have gotten a timeout at that precise second. But, like, there's chaos going on.
There's chaos going on. Right. And you've allowed this to anyway, so, all right. So then you've got the missed three. And then you've got Hartenstein.
The offensive rebound by Hartenstein and then the block at the other end, that's big, big-time plays in the last minute of that game. Yeah.
And the Ananobi pass to find was good. And then he nails, and then he drops in the other one. Is Hartenstein on our list, by the way?
Oh, yeah. But you know, it's one of those things. Any individual circumstance is unlikely, and that's one because he's going to be a free agent, and the Grizzlies can't sign him in free agency because the most they're going to be able to offer is probably the taxpayer mid-level, which is like $5 million. And even if they, said goodbye to Luke Kennard and cleared a full mid-level, I don't think he just signs outright somewhere else for that.
For that.
So that's some kind of sign-and-trade situation.
So Embiid, of course, says, we're the better team. We're going to come back and win. Are they the better team?
If Joel Embiid is healthy, if they are healthy, if both teams are fully healthy, and I'd even throw Julius Randle back out there. If both rosters are fully healthy, yes, Philadelphia is a better team. But that's not the case. I thought Melton was going to play this series. Melton's not back, and I think they need him. That bench is not, super deep. And Embiid, there was at the end of it, you could see Embiid, there was a shot at the very end after the buzzer. You see Embiid's eyes, and then and I felt bad for him. And I'm at the point with him, I guess, if he's the one saying we're going to win the series, I guess he's going to be out there game three and they're going to try to win the series. I watch this and I think he's not healthy and this is not over. And he should be thinking, people should be thinking more about him comfortably at age 50 than trying to win this series now down 0-2.
It is amazing. 39 minutes, and it clearly is not himself, but still 34 and 10. The truth of the matter is,
I just worry about long-term damage on him, you know? He's playing hurt.
He's playing better than Brunson. Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's not about how well he's playing. He is playing injured.
Very clear. He is playing injured. Exactly. And then the Lakers. If LeBron had said we're the better team, that's just clearly not true. Like, they are cooked because they are down the stretch. Denver 7-for-7. They do what they do.
If you want to feel bad for the Lakers, and I choose not to, but if you want to feel bad for the Lakers, like, if they were in any other series in the West, they might be the better team. They might be the better team in any of these other series. That team's pretty good, mostly because they have LeBron. LeBron James is still amazing.
Right.
He's, I don't know, 38, 30, whatever he is. Down the stretch of that game, he just pulls up, cans two threes in a row. Then he's getting to the rim, and he had that block earlier on Jamal Murray. LeBron James is still great.
Great.
But Denver's a better team, and Jokic at this point is the better player. And Jokic and Murray both got going at the same time. And when they're both going at the same time, that's the hardest thing in the NBA to stop. That's why they won a title last year. I mean, they got good coaching and good role players around them. But it's really those two. Jokic can do everything. And Murray got into a rhythm of just finding open spots and just rising up and knocking down shots. And, there are better guards than Jamal Murray. I don't know if there's a better guard to just be operating as the number two guy to Nikola Jokic. It's like a perfect fit. He doesn't have to do everything. He just has to, dart around and can shots,
A first playoff buzzer beater ever by a Canadian, just so you know.
Sorry, Dylan.
First playoff buzzer beater ever by a Canadian. So that one, it is amazing. Six straight losses in the playoffs, average margin of victory, 6 points. So
they had the graphic at one point where Jokic, that was his fourth 2010 playoff game.
God.
The only players who've ever done that in the playoffs, it's him, it's Kevin Garnett, it's Tim Duncan, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and it's, shout out Dave Cowens. Of course, Dave Cowens is a Hall of Famer, too.
Right, yeah.
But still, that's quite the list.
All right, so we completed the list of ranking Grizzlies players in value. This is according to their contract and everything else, not just who's the best, but and so we did the bottom nine last time, and so now we start at eight with Santi Aldama. He's got 1 year left at $4 million, $5.9 million qualifying for the next year. And it feels like, what does it feel like is going to happen with his contract?
I don't know. He and Kennard was the last player on the first installment, and Aldama is the first player in the second installment. And those two guys are sort of the pivot point for the roster to me, because there's uncertainty both. Kennard with the team option, and Aldama is already locked into a good salary number next season. I think you're very happy to have Santi Aldama for $4 million next right. season. But he is eligible for a contract extension this summer. And given their tax situation and given you're just not sure what his long-term role is, I don't think he has established that he and Jaren Jackson are a good starting combo. I don't know if that's been entirely ruled out, but it has not certainly not been established. Right. And given you're looking to add a big, and you have Jaren and Brandon Clark on long-term deals, I just don't know if they're going to be able to find a number they're comfortable with extending Aldama that Aldama's comfortable signing. And if you're not going to lock into a long-term situation with him this summer, you don't have to do him because he's still under contract next right. year and a good number. But I think that puts him in play as someone you would definitely consider moving.
And as you point out, he brings size, he brings shooting, and he's only 23.
Oh, yeah, he's a good player. He's a good player and a good deal. But yeah. I just don't know the long-term role is for him and what you're willing to pay for that.
Okay. So then what's interesting is number seven is Marcus Smart.
This was one I struggled with.
I was going to ask.
You could flip a coin.
I was going to ask. Seven is Marcus Smart, and six is Brandon Clark. And by the way, that speaks incredibly well of Brandon Clark, and because a year at the time of the injury, we would have said he had negative value, right, because of the injury. The fact that he's come back the way that he has, you now have him over Marcus
yeah,
Smart.
And honestly, there's so many different ways to do this.
Right.
And so if you narrowed it to strictly this is a trade value ranking,
right.
I might have Marcus Smart ahead of Brandon Clark, but it's not. It's value to the Grizzlies.
Right.
And value to the Grizzlies both as players and as trade commodities and just the
I
whole
see,
shebang.
Right. Marcus Smart, just contractually, is $20 million each of the next 2 years.
Right.
Right? Brandon Clark, $12.5 million. And then he's got two more after that, right?
Yeah, and it's a flat contract.
He's got 3 years.
Yeah.
Through $12.5 million for a year for the next 3 years.
I guess what I came down to ultimately, Clark is 2 years younger with more and more year of control on a contract that's almost half the size. And I think, and we'll see what happens after the draft and what else you come up with. But as the roster is set right now today, Clark is they've developed other options other than like Vince Williams Jr. may be right. as good as Marcus, better than Marcus Smart at the same stuff, a right. lot of the same stuff. That is not the case with Brandon Clark on this roster. So I think if you were playing a playoff series right now and your 18 players are healthy, Brandon Clark may be as or more likely to be in your closing lineup than Marcus Smart is.
One of the things I was interested about is, as you point out, Marcus Smart didn't spend much time playing the role that he was brought in to play.
Nine games. He played 20 total, 11 as a starting guard during John Morant's suspension, and nine, I don't know if every nine was starting at the three, but nine in more that role of a supplementary player around the
So what
guys.
Did we learn in that small, how was he in those nine games?
He was great. It worked great. It's nine games, but it worked great. His numbers were good. The team's numbers were terrific with him on the floor. They won. It all looked right. great. Those nine games looked like what the Grizzlies envisioned when they signed Marcus Smart. It's nine games, but to the degree that they were able to put him in the role they envisioned having him in, it all looked great.
You included the
It did
sentence,
not look great those first 11.
You included the sentence that his return is quote unquote not a sure thing.
Well, I'm not speaking for the team. This is just me looking at the game board and seeing, you know, Vince Williams has emerged. What if in the draft you look up and you think the best player to take is Reed Sheppard or Stephon Castle? What if there's a trade option for a center that you're going to have to, you know, move some significant salary to do?
Right.
I think, as far as I can tell, the Grizzlies really like Marcus Smart and are totally right. in on the concept of Marcus Smart and are likely to bring Marcus Smart back. Maybe to them they think they're certain to bring Marcus Smart back. I can see the game board shifting and circumstances developing that could right. potentially change that. I don't think that's likely. Right.
Okay, so then we get five and four. Five is G.G. Jackson, $1.9 million this next year, and then two more after that. Vince right. Williams Jr., $2.1 million, and then two more after that.
Yeah, this was another sort of tough call for, you know, it doesn't matter ultimately, but, right. but to the degree that I'm
both.
Putting things in
yeah.
order,
yeah.
I sort of...
Vince, you rank Vince above G.G.
Yeah, I think ultimately... This list is not about next season. It's not about their careers. It's about the Grizzlies, the degree the Grizzlies sort of control the situation. So it's really about the next 3 years because they're both basically on the same contract. Right. And so who means more to the Grizzlies over the next three seasons? That could be Gigi Jackson. But as of right now today, I just give Vince Williams the edge. I think Gigi's personality and his scoring were such, and the recency of it, because Vince Williams didn't play the last few weeks, I think people have forgotten how good Vince Williams was in the totality of his play in terms of impacting winning. And I just think he's set up. I think he should probably be the starter next season. He probably won't be, but he's set up to play a major role.
Well, you said
in terms of winning basketball,
you went a prediction here. You said we'll lead the team in total minutes next year.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I think I feel like that's a decent kind of. It's not an obvious thing.
It's out along the line a little bit. Yeah,
I said total minutes for a reason because I'm thinking about how many games you're gonna
other
play.
People will miss. So not per game. Minutes,
yeah, I'm not saying he'll necessarily play more minutes per game, but I think he'll play 30 minutes a game, and I think he's more likely to play 75 games than, you know, John Morant is or whatever.
The other thing you pointed out in this ranking was Gigi had some numbers that were less than stellar. His scoring fourth among rookies and whatever else, but he had some numbers there that were not great.
Gigi Jackson were a 27-year-old fifth-year NBA player, and he had the season he had, yep. We would not be as excited. And there's a reason you wouldn't be. You shouldn't be as excited, right? It's all contextual. But the rebounding numbers were mediocre. The passing numbers were mediocre. The defense, you know, the on-court, off-court team impact stuff was mediocre. The scoring efficiency, other than corner three-point shooting, was mediocre. He just turned 19, and he's generating shots. Like I think he's an extremely talented pure scorer. With the ability to do lots of other stuff in his game, but it is very early in a process with him.
All right, and then we got the big three, and the order is Jaren 3, Dez 2, Ja 1. Jaren has owed $25.3 million this year and then has one more after that. Dez, $34 million this coming year and then four more after that.
This will be the first year of his five-year contract.
First year of his 5 years extension. And then Ja, $36.7 million and then three more. So you've got, it is interesting, you've got this looming Jaren thing for 2 years.
But you got your backcourt locked up for a long time.
4 years.
A long time.
Of the two of them together, which is terrific. I don't know what there is to say about those. I was interested.
I didn't say as much because I'd
Well, you'd written a lot about Jaren.
Yes, I kept it short on those three.
You'd written a lot about Jaren. Dez, I thought a couple things interesting in your commentary there. First of all, the idea that he is elite at finishing at the rim is crazy.
That was the big, if you look at like year over year stuff for him, that's the thing that jumps out the most in terms of an improvement is that he was up to 68% at the rim, which I forget the percentile, but on cleaning the glass for a combo guard, it's like 90th percentile
it's
or whatever.
Nuts. The guy is a short arm.
And it's not because he's rising up and dunking stuff.
Right.
He's having to like shoot things at odd angles to get shots up over longer defenders. And he's really honed his feel for finishing again in traffic and finishing contested shots around the rim. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And then the second thing, though, the worry, and I think this is the worry, is the injury stuff has now 2 years in a row. And some of it's like back, you know? Like, backs are mysterious things.
Yeah, and he's been wearing like a brace or a warming pad. Maybe it's not a brace, a warming pad, I think it is. Around, you know, his back, around his midsection, like, you know, during when he's not playing for like a couple of years now. And so I think that's a preventative maintenance or whatever. But there's like a reason he's doing that. Not every player's doing that, you know?
Yeah. All right. You can read that piece over at the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
We got Fish on Friday coming up next. I'll tell you, if you want something framed, and this is a, you know, maybe your kids are you know, finished, hung up their jerseys, you want to frame their high school jersey, or they got diplomas, or whatever it is, a sports memorabilia that you happen to have, I recommend you go to the Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com. It's right there at 5035 Park Avenue, and custom framing is there especially. You can walk in and buy a beautiful frame, of course, for anything that you might need. But if you walk in there and just put it on the counter and say, can you make this look beautiful? Can you preserve this memory for us for forever? They can do that at the Frame Corner. No one better. It is framecornermemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. When we return, Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, it is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
It's Gabe Kuhn from 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show. And 92.9 FM ESPN is a proud radio partner for the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series benefiting Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Starting with Paul Feinbaum, our guest speaker, on April 29th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now online at 92.9ESPN.com or go to MemphisTouchdownClub.com. The 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series for Le Bonheur with 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6580. That's 800-583-6580.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt. But I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks, too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Before the puck drops, BetMGM is dropping bet and get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet no matter how your wager goes. From big hits to overtime goals, BetMGM is here for every playoff moment on the ice. While the teams chase the cup, you can take advantage of daily promos, same game parlays, live bets, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet regardless of whether your NHL Stanley Cup playoffs wager finds the back of the net or not. Get to the center of the playoff hockey action with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for details. 21 plus only, Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sports
book. Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Let's make this a Mother's Day she will remember with Massage Envy. Let's give her time for her this year with a customized facial or relieve some of her tension and stress with a stretch session. At Massage Envy, we want to make a big deal out of her time with us. Customizable packages in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, the Germantown Collection at Poplar and Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue, and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or call 901-221-1241 today. Relax. It's Massage Envy Spa.
If you love your meals with a taste of exploration, check out the Latin Flavors event at Kroger. Embark on new culinary adventures with vibrant tastes and fresh possibilities. With Latin-themed inspiration and palate-pleasing recipes available in-store and online. It's the Kroger Latin Flavors event, now through May 7th. We hope to see you there.
And right now, Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef is on sale. 16-ounce packages are only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000 a mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756 120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560 3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. AUDACY. Download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
O'Reilly! You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a kind by all right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman. He's the author of three New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing, and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand, joins me now. Celebrated Passover last night with a Passover Seder. And Charles, I was forced to, even though I have before been invited to Passover Seders, and I still had to go to Wikipedia last night to remind myself the story of Passover. So give us a brief history lesson, if you will, on the story of Passover.
Well, Passover is one of these Jewish holidays that just pops up all these iconic Bible stories that seem disconnected, like Moses in the hills, hearing God's voice in the burning bush.
Yeah,
that's a Passover story. Moses
in the bulrushes with the little reeds, going down the river,
in the basket.
That's a Passover story.
Pharaoh's daughter. That's a Passover story. The 10 plagues. You know, the locusts and the boils and turning the water to blood, darkness.
How about the river opening up, the Red Sea passing,
the parting of the Red Sea so the Israelites could pass.
Walk
that's
through
a
it.
Passover story, fleeing with the.
It feels like it's got too many plot points. Passover then it feels like it's a little busy.
Fleeing with the bread dough on their backs and it baked in the desert sun into matzah, hot cakes that didn't rise, giving rise to 8 days of no bread.
How long are they out there in the desert?
40 years. Do you know why the Israelites were required to wander in the desert for 40 years? Really? There's some great elements of this.
Why? Why 40? Because Lincoln forced core. No, that'd be 80. So that's not right. Why?
Lincoln came a little later.
He was later, but he and Moses both were bearded. So you understand the confusion.
He and Moses both were bearded. Oh, my God. You are doing it, man. I know you know the Bible better than I do, in fact. No, this is a great
why
moment
40
of
years?
The story.
Yeah.
God, not even Moses was allowed to enter the quote-unquote promised land, Israel. God said you must wander for 40 years. Because everybody who was an adult slave in Egypt must die. We must not send it is hard to get rid of the slave mentality.
That
in
is
your soul.
That is so harsh. Literally, you've spent your life as a slave and literally you have to hang out so all of you people
in the desert,
don't get
in the
to
desert,
enjoy the land
the
of milk and honey.
Room. In
I gotta
the waiting
say,
room for the promised land.
That Old Testament God was it's ridding the locker room
it's
of the like.
It's an incredible story. It's an incredible story.
I have to say, I don't like that element of the story. That's awful.
But I gotta say, without being disrespectful, as a good Jew, the whole story, the Jews literally get across the Red Sea. They've been freed from enslavement. They cross the sea that ostensibly parted for them. They're on the other side.
Yeah.
Their captors have been drowned. And then they're unhappy. Like, what are we doing
I
here?
I do recall that. They start grumbling. That's human nature.
They literally say to Moses, let's go back. We would have been better off. And then Moses goes to God and said, what have you done? I got 200,000 people here.
Malingerers.
Right. And then Moses God yells at Moses, and then Moses turns around and yells at the people.
But hold on. So I want to go back to the beginning of the story, because the 10 plagues, I was brushing up on Wikipedia, which is not the Bible, but, you know, practically.
Wikipedia is a Bible.
It's a Bible.
Not the Bible, but
it's a
Bible.
Different Bible. And let's be honest, it's updated more recently, so it's more current. So anyway, there are 10 plagues, and the 10 plagues are to persuade the pharaohs to let...
The Israelites go.
I got to say, the pharaoh, one stubborn dude. Like, once you got the boils and the locusts and everything else, like, it didn't...
He was, He was one stubborn guy. He would say that the locusts would come and wipe out the entire harvest and food supply, and he would say, you can let them go. Then Moses would
change
start getting
mind.
Everybody ready. Then he would change his mind. And then God would
and
say,
and he'd say to
okay,
God, what else you got, God?
Here come
and
the
so-
boils. Here comes darkness. In fact, that's why God had to part the Red Sea. After the slaying of the firstborn
Okay, wait,
Egyptian,
this is the, and that's the Passover part, right? That's where the last plague
right, that's where the
was,
word
the, was the
last
the
plague.
Firstborn, the eldest, was going to die. And so God told Jews to put blood of a lamb on the door so they would be passed over. So it would just
right.
be the...
You sacrificed a lamb. Every Jewish family sacrificed a lamb and put a swatch of blood on the doorpost, which is where the mezuzah, the modern mezuzah, comes from. Mind you, the whole thing started with Pharaoh ordering the killing of the firstborn of every Jewish family. That's why Moses was floating in the river, because his mother did not
so
want
this was
him
turnabout is fair
killed.
Play. This is turnabout
right.
is fair
and,
play.
And, and it was number 10. God gave him 9 chances.
So did so this one persuaded the this one persuaded
then
Pharaoh?
Then Pharaoh said, just go fast. And so they fled before he could change his mind. And while they were fleeing with all of their possessions, Pharaoh changed his mind again. And that's why he sent the Egyptian army and the chariots after the people. And that's why they had to. That's why God had to part the Red Sea. And then the Israelites passed through, and then the Red Sea.
Okay, I've got one last, before we move on to more current events. I've got one last Passover question, and I think everyone appreciated this deep theological discussion here. What is gefilte fish, and is it as awful as it sounds?
Oh, God. Before we do gefilte fish, I just want to go back one step.
Okay,
you know,
of course you do.
During the Seder is this celebratory meal where you tell the story, you answer a lot of right. questions. We kick off the 10 plagues. As part of this, you know, what happened?
Right.
Here's, we get to the 10 plagues, you tick them off in English, tick them off in Hebrew. Jews don't believe in reveling in the suffering of their enemies, the
okay.
suffering of anybody, but even of their enemies. So when you tick off the plagues, you dip your finger in your wine or your grape juice and touch your finger to your plate. 1, 2, 3, 4, so that you reduce your joy, you reduce your wine, by the amount of the plague. So I have always loved that. There's some great values built into, if you put aside the slaying of the firstborn.
Could be some current lessons in there.
Yes, yes. Don't
Never
revel
mind.
In the...
Yeah, in the suffering of others. Anyway, so where were we? Gefilte fish, yes.
You know, I didn't read the Wikipedia article about gefilte fish, and I should have. Gefilte fish is a food tradition, a culinary tradition of Passover. And I don't know where it comes from. I think gefilte fish is an old Yiddish, old world food.
Is it pickled? Is it like a sardine?
No,
is it...
It's not pickled. It's a mix of whitefish and pike.
Okay.
And talking about it is a little unappealing. But you take the fish fillets and you grind them. Mm. And then you form them into a patty. Like it looks
okay.
like
it's like
looks
a fillet
like
of fish
dumpling.
from a right. McDonald's.
It's not fried. It's not fried. It's not fried at all. And then they're spiced, and I think you add some matzah meal because they wouldn't stick together otherwise. You can't use breadcrumbs, and then
cooked?
They're boiled.
Oh, they're boiled.
And or I don't know. Commercially, they might be steamed. And there's two groups of people about gefilte fish. There's people who absolutely love it,
right?
And there's people for whom even saying the word makes them run in the opposite direction. Now, I am married to a nice Catholic girl,
yeah,
and she loves gefilte fish.
Really?
So it's not necessarily in our family. It's popular. It's incredibly expensive. Which
can you get
you,
it?
Of course,
July.
You can get it any time. A
okay.
jar of about 8 pieces of gefilte fish. $11, $10. It's kind of dear.
Okay.
And you eat it with horseradish. The hotter, the better.
That sounds good.
And the horseradish kind of, so some people would say it's just a way of getting
disguising,
horseradish.
Right. It's like a spoonful
right, exactly.
of sugar. Right.
It's a horseradish.
Right.
Anyway,
we'll
do
right.
a second Seder tonight. My mom Mama Fishman always says, the second Seder is the fun one because all the work is done.
So hold on. And then how long do you have to eat matzah instead of leavened bread, instead of bread with yeast?
8 days.
8 days, okay.
8 days, so it's a long haul. The one thing that characterizes Passover for me is I am hungry. I eat a lot of bread.
All right, so moving right along to a more
economically focused,
more current, but a trials of a different sort. The VW plant here in Tennessee voted overwhelmingly to unionize.
Chattanooga.
Yes.
This was big news on Friday. The UAW, the United Auto Workers, organized, meaning the staff, the employees of this VW manufacturing plant in Chattanooga voted to join the union, and it wasn't even close. 84% of people voted. Compare that to how many people voted our elections. 84% of the staff voted, and 73% of them voted for the union. 2-1, more than 2-1, almost 3-1. So they will join the UAW. Couple of really interesting things about this. First of all, you may remember in the fall, the UAW won new contracts.
Right.
With the big three automakers in Detroit and the Midwest.
I remember that.
The VW plant raised everybody's wages 11% when the minimum wage at this VW plant went up to $34 an hour.
When that happened, in the wake of the Detroit.
That contract and what they could see coming. And so people often talk about the impact unions have. Well, the UAW has already had a great impact on the lives of the people in Chattanooga, Tennessee, because the only reason VW raised those wages was because of that new union contract. And they voted. This campaign was really about benefits, health insurance and 401k and other kinds of benefits. This factory knows the UAW well because they have twice voted no. They didn't want to join the union, including as recently as 2019. So that's kind of interesting. It's the first foreign automaker in the U.S. to have its employees vote to join a union in the South. Mm-hmm. And next up is a Mercedes plant in
Alabama.
Where is the Mercedes
plant? Alabama. It's in Alabama.
Alabama,
it's in
Alabama. Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
The Blue Oval plants that are coming to Memphis.
Yeah,
right?
Just outside.
Yep. 6,000 workers to the northeast of Memphis has already been decided those will all be UAW jobs.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
We have, as Americans, this was a shocking number. We throw away $68 million in coins a year. What does
great.
That mean?
I love this because you saw this in the Wall Street Journal, but you can't read the stories because you don't buy them.
I don't
the Wall Street Journal.
No.
Americans throw away $68 million in coins a year. Here's where it all ends up. This was such a great little story, but kind of misleading. We throw away change mostly, it sounds like, change falls out of our pockets and gets in the couch and gets in the car and other places and gets vacuumed up. And then the vacuum bags get emptied and the change ends up in the landfill. 68, let's just pause.
What do you mean? Like a vacuum and a vacuum out at a car wash place or something.
A lot of this is. So let's just unpack the $68 million for a minute.
Yeah,
that's about $1 million a state. If you put the six big states like New York and California, each get $2 million. It's about $1 million a state. A typical state has 40 counties. That's $25,000 in change to the landfill per county per year, and most counties have more than 25,000 people. So that's literally the equivalent of each family sending, 50 cents or 75 cents in coins to the land. It's not huge. But also, there's a company that goes looking for this. One company called ReWorld, ReWorld. They're a waste-to-energy company. They work with landfill operators to burn their garbage and turn it into energy, the garbage that's appropriate. Before they do that, they take out the metal. And here's the interesting thing. This turns out to be sound like a great, gosh, let's just go get the change
for the free
out of
change.
The garden.
Right, yeah.
They say they're $68 million a year. In the last 7 years, they've recovered $10 million. So there's been
total
almost $500 million lost in the last 7 years, and they've recovered $10 million.
So they recover the actual
nothing.
Pennies and then nickels and put them back
coins,
in circulation, clean
the
them up?
Are the quarters are the one you want. Of the
quarters are definitely the ones
recovered,
you want. Yeah.
Of the $10 million they've recovered, they could only trade in $6
million. Why?
Because the others were too bent or mangled for the mint to take them. So they've worked their butts off for $1 million a year out of $68 million. So they make some interesting points, though, and I thought this story was really interesting. First of all, the place to go mine for coins, TSA checkpoints. All that work ReWorld does at landfills around the country, exactly that same amount of money is left in TSA containers in the little plastic bins.
Really?
$1 million a year collected by TSA. And God knows the federal government needs
that
$1 million. You can go back and claim your
TSA, they don't just like, you, if you're a TSA officer, you can't just scoop up that 25 cents and put it in your damn pocket.
I think that's probably considered theft and a fireable offense.
Yeah.
It's just like scooping up the... And it would be nice if they threw all the TSA agents.
Whatever. You get
the other thing this story points out, which is so true, is Americans are just done with change.
Right.
Like, I collect coins.
That is true.
And we take them to Coinstar, right? Only Capital One reports very recent data. Capital One, of course, a little self-interested. They say only 12% of transactions in stores, at retail or restaurants, 12% are cash. And think about it. Most people don't even carry
coins. Like, you don't carry coins. Coins are pain in the ass.
People don't carry a $20 bill. They're certainly not carrying
toll anymore. You don't need coins for anything. Nothing's coin operated.
Right. If you
want to park, you can't use a coin. Now you got to use your credit card.
If cash is dead, coins are really dead.
Now,
I love collecting it. It may surprise you. And I love those machines in the grocery store.
Right. They take a little bit.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, of course. Pour it in there. It's very satisfying. Okay, moving right along. We're going to have to pick and choose our stories here. Oklahoma City wants to build the biggest skyscraper in the United States.
That is really crazy, isn't it? Let's just do, how far is Oklahoma City in miles from Memphis, do you know?
Miles, it's
Oklahoma
about 80. It's about 6-7 hours drive, isn't it,
it's
Jeffrey?
6 hours. It's 450
miles. 6 hours. I've driven it.
So that would be quite close. Oklahoma City developers announced that they want to build the tallest skyscraper in the whole country, called the Legends Tower in Oklahoma City. It would be 1,907 feet.
What's the current biggest?
The current biggest, I believe, is World Trade.
Freedom Tower.
The Freedom, where is the Freedom Tower?
Yeah. So that's New York City. It's on Ground Zero.
On the site of
I see.
Yeah,
that's the new tallest. Okay.
Right. And here's the problem with this idea. The mayor did not endorse it. The mayor of Oklahoma City, wonderful quote. He said, you know, you rarely hear anybody say this, let alone a mayor. Real estate developers often have lots of great ideas. Let's see what happens.
Right. So he's not persuaded.
Well, here's the problem. Interest rates are as high as they've been in 20 years. That makes borrowing the money to build it expensive, and no one needs an office tower. What we have right now is empty office towers.
Right.
In fact, the plan is for this building to have 1,750 apartments, very rare for these huge, tall buildings to be residential, even in part, and a Hyatt hotel.
It's not like Oklahoma City doesn't have enough room to spread out either. This is stupid.
Well, what the university professors say is this is laughable. That in general, this would be twice the height of the tallest building. And that's not what happens. You get some tall buildings, then you get some buildings that are, 20% taller than the tallest. But to put up this, it would literally be like it would be like building, you know, an attraction sort of.
Right.
So, but it would be fun if it happens. It would certainly put Oklahoma right. City on the map.
And we got the Olympics coming. The Seine, which is the Jeffrey's very familiar. He's a Francophile. He knows
it's the river.
It's the river there in Paris. Look it up on Wikipedia.
Come on! They don't need to look it up on Wikipedia.
It's too dirty. It's very famous and romantic.
River.
Exactly right.
It flows past the cathedral. It
Beautiful.
Flows past the Louvre.
And it's,
you can walk.
And it's
so
polluted.
Unbelievably filthy that it's been illegal to swim in it for 100 years. And the plan is for
the triathlon is going to be there. They're going to swim in it.
The 2024 Summer Olympics are in Paris, which is kind of cool. And they're going to swim the swimming leg of the triathlon and all the long distance swimming events. And in February, when they tested it, now time of year matters. I don't know about rainfall in Paris. In February, when they tested it, the E. coli was 20 times the Sports Federation limit. And they claim there's no backup. The Seine will be clean for the Olympics this summer. I think that's a really interesting thing. Here's the problem. Like a lot of cities, there's a good sewage system in Paris, but when it rains hard,
it overflows.
The sewer and the stormwater overflow together into the river. And that happens once.
And then you know what goes into the river? Maird.
Raw sewage.
Maird.
Huh?
Maird.
Maird. There you
Maird
go.
Goes
Maird.
Into the river.
I don't know if I have to dump that or not.
Dump being the avenue.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy a little matzah.
All right. Thank you, Charles. We appreciate
the
great range of
topics. Have a good
week. Hey, the road to the NBA Finals is underway. New customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Place any $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. That's right. New customers, $5 bet, win or lose, $150 in bonus bets. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Jeffy, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join them at 11:25. Nick Friedell joins them at 1:25. Tim Murray will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jason Munns with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work is done. Well, here we go. The road to the NBA Finals starts now. And new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. How about that? $150 to bet throughout the NBA playoffs. All you have to do is, if you're a new user, place a $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use throughout the NBA playoffs. Bet on whatever you like. Over, under, teams, three-pointers made, first basket score, whatever. Got $150 to do it. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Loose Diamond and Bridal event going on this weekend at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. Plus, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com this weekend on Perkins Extended across from Laurelwood.
The new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic come with a whole lot of tender love and chicken in bold flavors like hickory barbecue and cheesy baja for a limited time only at Sonic.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
You turn the thermostat up and then back down, but still you can't seem to get comfortable. More than a matter of degree, comfort involves a balance.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.